I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Nehemiah is a leader that we all can admire. Nehemiah had all of his ducks in order. The vision, mission, and goals were all in place. A survey was done to back up the rebuilding effort, and he had a letter from the king providing support from the palace. Who could ask for anything more? The people were motivated. They had a mind to work. And he had three critical personalities who showed up. The naysayers will show up. One thing we can learn from Nehemiah is how to evaluate the enemy. The opposition launched a critical attack, not a physical one. It was an encounter with words, not weapons. The words were carefully placed disapproval designed to dismantle the rising motivation and excitement. They didn't attack the job, they attacked the person. They didn't attack the job, they attacked the motivation. Where have we seen this before? Well, the opposition will always show up. Remember, when you're doing something good for God, and the opposition will always have a negative tale to tell. It's their job. It's in their job description. Negative criticism is listed on the resume of opposition. They just can't help themselves. Here's what you do. Listen to what the opposition has to say. See if there's any truth in their statement. If there is some truth, then see what you can learn from it. And if there is no truth to it and the criticisms are false, then just move forward. There's no need to lose sleep over the opposition. Instead of trying to please every critical personality in the house, instead of biting your nails, losing your hair, going crazy, listen to what God says and not what the opposition has to say. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call.